This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. 6 p.m. today is the deadline for candidates to file to run in Texas's March 2026 primary elections. Our political reporter Andrew Schneider says Democrats are frustrated but hopeful after the Supreme Court ruled the state can use its 2025 redistricting map for the congressional midterms.
Texas Democratic Party Chairman Kendall Scudder accuses Republicans of playing games with the maps to avoid responsibility to the voters. But he says in the aftermath of this year's prolonged fight over redistricting, his party has new energy.
I think that the Democrats are going to have more candidates on the ballot this year than we have ever had. I think it's going to be a really impressive lineup for Democrats. And that spells really bad news for Republicans.
The Republican Party of Texas did not respond to multiple requests for comment. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Houston area Congressman Al Green confirmed late last week that he is running in a contested Democratic primary for the 18th congressional district next March following the Supreme Court's decision upholding Texas's recently redrawn maps. Green will be running against the winner of a January 31st runoff to fill out the term of the late Congressman Sylvester Turner, who died in March. That will be either acting Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee or former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards. Green stressed that he was running in the 18th rather than his longtime 9th district because the state had moved him and his constituents, not because he had moved. President Trump is accusing Democratic Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar of disloyalty for not switching parties after receiving a pardon. Trump posted on his social media account his displeasure with Cuellar, who was pardoned last week on federal bribery charges. Cuellar has represented the 28th congressional district since 2005. The 52nd annual Dickens on the Strand was held over the weekend in Galveston. That event brings in up to 40,000 people and over 100 vendors to Galveston's Main Street, all paying homage to 19th century Victorian London. Guests showed up in costumes resembling everything from chimney sweeps to nurses from the Spanish-American War. Martha Graham and her husband started planning their costumes a year in advance.
We usually start the day after Dickens on the Strand thinking, what are we going to wear?
To hear more on the event this past weekend, you can tune into News 88.7 In-Depth coming up next hour at 6:45. In sports, the Texans got a big win over the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday, 20-10. The final in that one, quarterback C.J. Stroud passed for 203 yards and a touchdown. The story was the defense, though. They were terrific. Houston intercepted Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for the Chiefs, three times. And there are now 8 wins in Houston's regular season schedule right now. They're in the playoffs right now, but have 4 games left in the regular season. They have Arizona next week. I'm Matt Harab.